We are joined by the head basketball coach at Minnesota, eighth season with the Golden Gophers. He led Minnesota to the NIT title in his first year, 2017 Big Ten Coach of the Year. Minnesota is 11-4 on the season. They're number 17 in both polls right now. They're at home against Maryland on Saturday. Richard Pitino is my guest. Richard, it's been a while since you and I spoke, so bring me up to date. How are you doing? How is life for you right now?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me. When I heard your intro about you being in sunny Southern California, and I'm in snowy Minnesota right now, so I'm a little bit jealous. But I'm good. Doesn't matter what the weather is when you're when you win your last game, you're happy, and we were fortunate to do that.
I get that. Richard Pitino is my guest. Speaking of which, you're coming off that win over number 7, Michigan, 75-57. That was on Saturday. The Wolverines were undefeated coming in. They had beaten you a week and a half earlier. So what was your message to your team going into the rematch?
Well, I mean, obviously, they did an unbelievable job with us at their place. I mean, they just kicked our butt, and they've done that to a lot of teams, and they were playing really well. So I think the familiarity of playing them, I think it was 10 days before, it was fresh on our guys' minds. So they have pride and made a couple little minor adjustments. But I think more than anything was we just showed a level of toughness that we did not show in Ann Arbor. And, you know, it was we're fortunate because Michigan is a terrific team with a lot of talent and they're very well coached.
We were talking to Richard Pitino. You know, part of the message seems to me before the game was to your big man, Liam Robbins, and you want to remind him, look, you're a junior. Michigan's big man, Hunter Dickinson, is a freshman. He's really good, but you wanted Robbins to act like the junior that he is. He goes out, he has 22 and 8 rebounds. How pleased were you with the way he acted on that message?
Well, it's exactly what we said. I mean, it's we have respect for Hunter Dickinson. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time, but you cannot allow a freshman to push you around like he did. And it wasn't just Liam, it was everybody. But Liam had a great response. I mean, he was blocking shots. He was hitting threes. He was demanding the ball in the post. You know, our league has got some of the best big men in the country. And when you have a guy like Liam Robbins who transfers up from Drake, you know, Drake's a good conference, but they don't have the bigs that the Big Ten does in that at that level. So I think Liam's kind of learning on the fly a little bit, but his response, certainly after, you know, Dickinson having 28 points, was terrific. Limited him to, I think, 5 attempts from the field. We turned him over a bunch, so it was a terrific effort all around and a great step for Liam in his growth.
We are talking to Richard Pitino. You know, Robbins, as you point out, is one of a number of transfers on the roster, including Marcus Carr, who's averaging 21 points and 6 assists. What does he mean to you and to the program, Carr?
Well, Carr is, you know, the transfers is kind of the new wave, and I don't even really love it, but it's just part of the way it's evolving. And Carr certainly feels like he's grown throughout the process in our program because unlike some transfers, Carr had to sit out, you know. So he's been in our program. This is year 3 for him, and I just think he's one of the best point guards in the country. He broke the single-season record for assists in school history as a sophomore. He's obviously had some 30-plus point games. He's so confident. He's got a great belief in what he's doing. And he's just kind of like our veteran leader who just has a very, very confident, calming presence on the court. And if you have good guards, it gives you a chance, especially at this in this league.
Minnesota head coach Richard Pitino joining us once again. You know, your point about transfers is interesting. I've talked to pretty much every coach, or I've asked every college coach who's come on about that very thing. So how do you go about evaluating players as to whether or not they'd be a good fit as a transfer? For instance, is it like evaluating a player out of high school, or is it a little bit different?
It's totally different. And, you know, the hard part is you don't know about the waiver process. And I do think that college sports is moving to it where you're going to have a one-time transfer where you don't have to sit out. But you're going to look at a player differently if he can play right away versus sit out. I mean, there could be some guys that need to put on some weight and grow and develop in your program, and there are guys who can make an immediate impact. So you have to evaluate every situation and say, okay, because you can't take a transfer that you don't need, because it's their second time around. The hourglass is running out for them a little bit, so the situation has to be right. And, I mean, I have 4 kids in my starting lineup who are transfers, and all 4 of them understood what we had to offer, and they said, okay, this makes sense. So it's a little bit more complex when you're taking, quote, mid-majors because you don't know how their skill is going to translate. But there's nothing like seeing college film and being able to compare them to other college athletes versus maybe a bad AAU game or a bad high school game.
Right. But then to your point also, then if they transfer up, they enter into this gauntlet and this level of competition that they may not be accustomed to. As an example, I had Ohio State's Chris Holtmann on the program yesterday. We were talking about how rough the Big Ten is, and especially this year. He said he thinks that one of the keys to success in the conference is you can't have any memory whatsoever. I mean, literally, you play the game, and then regardless of the result, you move on to the next game because you don't want one loss to turn into a bunch. Is that how it feels to you as well? How do you approach it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I remember one year we were a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament 3-4 years ago, and we started off the conference, I think, 1-3 or 1-4, and no big meeting, no big changes. We ended up not losing for a whole month of February. You just have to stay the course because every game, it almost feels like a football where it's like a new week every week. And even if you win, like, we played, I think it was 8 ranked opponents in a row, the toughest stretch in the history of Gopher basketball, and now we don't have any ranked opponents on our schedule moving forward. That doesn't mean we're going to win them all. That doesn't mean that those opponents aren't tough. Like, Maryland's a team that's trying to go to a Final Four. You know, Purdue's trying to go to a Final Four. So you have so many programs in the Big Ten. I mean, really, Nebraska's rebuilding a little bit with Fred Hoiberg. You have 13 out of the 14 that are expecting to go to the NCAA tournament. Not all conferences are like that, so it's incredibly competitive.
Richard Pitino joining me for a few more moments. You mentioned Nebraska. You were supposed to play them tomorrow night, but that game had to be postponed because a total of 12 people in the program have been in isolation or quarantine. I mean, what's it been like to coach through a season when you know the schedule can change at any given moment?
Yeah, it's really been challenging, but, you know, I think we all would agree. I mean, it's better than not playing the games. I mean, I think what the fans and the media don't see is, you know, you're getting tested. You have false positives, you know, like all the time. So all of a sudden you may have a practice in 2 hours and a guy gets a positive and you got to isolate him and you got to do another test and you got to wait for the results back and he's late for practice or you're moving there, you're doing that. So you just have to accept the fact that it's not even a little bit normal. We have to try very hard to do things safely and to make sure that the people – I mean, I had a player who was playing about 8 minutes a game for me opted out because he didn't feel safe, and that's okay. Like, you don't have to play. You don't have to coach in this environment, but I truly believe every game that we're able to play, we've played 15. Every game is a gift. We're lucky to have it. We're lucky to have – you know, kind of nurses every day trying to help us through this, and an administration is trying to help us. But you have to be ready to adapt, and you have to be ready to get those phone calls that say, okay, Nebraska's postponed. You got to move on to the next one. And as I always say, I mean, it's better than the alternative, which is not playing.
Richard Pitino is joining us. Let me ask you this. I know you're focused on this season, and this season more than any other is day-to-day for sure. But if you were to go back for a moment, I thought last year was so interesting and so different for your team in the sense that you were 30th in the nation in offensive efficiency. You were 41st in defense, but 351st out of 353 in Ken Pom's luck factor rankings. I mean, as a coach, how do you go about dealing with luck in that way? Is it something you can coach, or is it just a matter of the ball bouncing one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, I was looking at the Ken Pom stuff this morning, and I think we're in the 20s in luck. So, I mean, you hope it evens out somewhat. I wish it wasn't quite as volatile, the number. But that's what I was telling people last year. It's, you know, obviously the season got cut short. We were 15-16. I actually thought if we got two more wins, we would have gotten into the NCAA tournament because our strength of schedule was so hard and our advanced analytics were good. So, you know, you just try to stay the course. And if you give yourself a chance, whether it's your offensive efficiency or your defensive efficiency, where you're top 30 in both, you're going to be in games. Now it comes down to making free throws, taking care of the ball, executing all those things. But I certainly haven't changed my coaching this year versus last year. And for whatever reason, we're a lot luckier than we were last year. So you just kind of hope it all evens out. and you give yourself a chance by being really good at those numbers.
And then finally, in terms of changing your coaching, I mentioned off the very top that it is your eighth season with Minnesota. Hard to imagine. I mean, it feels like yesterday that you were hired. How different are you now as a head coach than when you first arrived?
Oh, you hate to say it, but I'm just so much better now than I was 8 years ago. And it's not necessarily the coaching of one game. You know, I think that when I was, 30 years old as a head coach, I was going to prepare the team versus a Michigan State or an Ohio State just as well as I did now. It's just an understanding of the big picture, how to run a program, how to deal with all the different variables. But kind of like you said about Chris Holtman, I mean, the best I've gotten of any of it is I've gotten to a point where we win a game. I mean, I'm excited, and I'm going to enjoy it that night, but I move on. If we lose the game, I'm going to be mad, but I move on. You have to be able to have the experience to know what this league is all about and coaching at this level is. And when you're young, you don't know what you don't know. And I've definitely grown into it. I'm definitely better from it. And just continue to try to work harder to continue to improve every day.
He is the head basketball coach of Minnesota. They are 11-4 on the year. They're number 17 in both polls. And once again, at home against Maryland on Saturday, Richard Pitino joining us. Richard, great to get caught up. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend. And let's be sure we do it again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Talking to Minnesota basketball, Richard Pitino.